Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. And now, play ball. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb bunts towards third. Calm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oliver moves to second. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver scores. Reeves moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Scarrett hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Reagan reaches third base with a triple. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reagan scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields the ball and throws to Morris covering. Safe. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Whatwood goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Johnny Riddle. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Metzler moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Lyons moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shires bunts for an out with unknown description. Lyons scores. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry now catching. Otis Miller pinch hits for Ed Morris. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham now pitching. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Tote reaches second base with a double. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reeves is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood now playing right field. Carl Reynolds now playing center field. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney pinch hits for Hal Ryan. Bill Narleski pinch runs for Phil Tote. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Narleski moves to second. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 3 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cicero pinch hits for Ed Durham. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.